Praise Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Pets Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for the meditation is taken from the book of Malachi, chapter 4. Book of Malachi, chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. My dear brothers and sisters, the day of the coming of the Lord is near, is at hand. The Lord is coming soon. The Lord is declaring signs and wonders across the globe. Yes, He is coming soon to judge the world, to judge both the living and the dead. And the Lord says in Malachi chapter 4 verse 1, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. What is a stubble? A stubble is just a root and the branch. You do not have leaves. It has been already cut off. It doesn't have any more life in it. It is a stubble. So the Lord is going to burn all the worthless, objects or the creatures that are wickedly working. The Lord is going to burn them away, just like the husk has been burned, just like the weed has been burned. The day of harvest is at hand. When the gatherer comes, he will segregate the grain and the weed, the grain and the husk. It shall be separated, differentiated. And those who are proud and haughty, those who practice wickedness, shall be burned. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. They will have neither the branches nor root, for it will devour and burn them in such a way that they shall exist not. Hallelujah. That is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is great and mighty. The day of God's vengeance. The day of His judgment. When He will set the judgment throne amidst of us and judge both the living and the dead. That day is coming. And before the day, the Lord will send His prophet Elijah into this world, that He will preach and He will turn souls. He will turn the hearts, hallelujah, of the children towards the Father. Amen. And also the fathers to the children. That there shall be unity among Christians. There shall be unity among the worshippers and believers. God doesn't like that you be separated. For unity is beauty. Hallelujah. The beauty of a Christian, the beauty of the branches, is when they are united. For Christ is the head and we are the body. The church should be united. There should be union within the family. Hallelujah. If there's no unity, then there shall be calamity. The Lord shall pronounce calamity. If your heart are proud, be humble with each other. Be humble. Love one another, pray for one another, uphold for your brothers, uphold your fathers, hallelujah, in your prayers. And likewise, a father uphold his children in prayer. Amen. Be humble and loving to each other, for the day of the Lord is coming. There is end of life in this earth. That is the day of judgment. Hallelujah. The wicked shall be burned up. The wicked shall be burned like a stubble has been burned from the root to the branch, and nothing shall be left over. And what is the blessing that the Lord is giving to those who believe and trust His name? The Lord says in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, but to you who fear my name, to you who fear my name, the fear of the Lord, those who fear the Lord, you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with the healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, he shall arise upon you. He will shine forth the brightness, the light of his countenance upon you. He will rise over you. Hallelujah. And you shall be given the power to trample the wicked and turn them into ashes. Hallelujah. You shall be given the authority. You will exercise the power. You will exercise the authority that the Lord gives you. When the Son of Righteousness will rise upon you with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat. You will go out and you will grow fat just like a stall-fed calves. Hallelujah. The blessing, the richest blessing. The Lord will bless you with his richest blessings to those who fear his name. To those who fear his name, they shall be taken out from judgment. For the Son of Righteousness will be risen upon them, that they shall not be judged. For they shall be made righteous. Hallelujah. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on that day that I do this. On which day? On the day when the Lord will rise upon you, when the Son of Righteousness will rise upon you, on that day, you will be given the authority to judge. Hallelujah. You will be given authority to judge the wicked and to trample them under the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. That is a judgment. That is reigning. Reigning with God. Ruling with God. He will hand over staff and scepter to judge, to those who fear his holy and glorious name. To them this privilege will be given. Amen. The Lord says, remember the law of Moses. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Remember the law and how the Lord dealt with the children of Israel and Egypt, with the great and mighty outstretched arm. He delivered his children from the land of Egypt, from the clutches of Pharaoh, and gave them a land to live and dwell and to cherish and to be blossomed. Remember the commandment that the Lord had given his people to worship him in holiness how to sanctify themselves and how to guard themselves. The Lord God Almighty will be pleased with them. And what is the law that they are supposed to be following? Amen. Keep His commandments. When you are being judged, let your righteousness speak for you. Hallelujah. So that shall be the great and mighty day of the Lord. Fear His name and live. All those who have breath in their nostrils, fear His name and live, that the Lord shall be pleased with you. Amen. Pray that the Lord will rise upon you. The Son of Righteousness will be risen upon you. Live in such a way that the Creator will be pleased with you. Keep His commandments. Walk in His statutes. For the day of His coming is at hand. It shall be like a burning oven. It will burn away everything. Fear and love. May the Lord bless you. Amen.